Hello, listeners, and welcome to Updates, a podcast by the League of Women Voters of Ozaukee and Washington County. I'm Victoria Benson-Hora, and today's episode 3 will introduce you to Jean Dreblow. Jean is a League board member and serves as the chair of the Environmental Committee. Welcome, Jean.
Hi, Victoria.
Now, I know April is traditionally a big month for environmental focus, and you and your committee have been busy planning events. But first, I am curious. Can you explain why the League includes a focus on environment in the organization?
Absolutely. We are a nonpartisan organization, but we still are concerned about various issues that we all face. So back in the early 50s, the National League came up with position issues on the environment, and we follow those today.
What about nationwide? I know the League is a nationwide organization. Did we get the idea in Wisconsin partially from that, or what was going on?
Well, it actually goes back further to the 20s and 30s when there was concerns about the Tennessee Valley Authority and the water issue and the diversion of water in that area. So the League took a focus on that, and they decided that they needed to water resources were really becoming a focus back in the 1950s. They studied flood control, erosion, and the creation of the Tennessee Valley Authority, or we know it as the TVA.
Okay. Water, big issue for the state of Wisconsin, right? And why? Our wonderful natural resource of the Great Lakes. I would like to also know, this is a year-round committee, as I understand. What are some of the other things that you've been doing with the Environmental Committee of the League?
It was very exciting to be appointed as environment chair at the November meeting, and I will be elected, hopefully, to continue. When I first came on board, I was still trying to understand what the League's policies were, what their position statements were, and the first decision we have, every spring we do a book club with our organization that's open to anyone. And the book that we decided to read was The Death and Life of the Great Lakes by Dan Egan. He is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and a senior water policy fellow at the University of Wisconsin Milwaukee, and he does live in Milwaukee. So we thought it would be a good book to read.
Absolutely. Now, I want to know too, you have a big event coming up, if I saw the calendar correctly. What's in the pocket there? What are you going to do?
We are very, very excited about our upcoming Earth Day event. The League holds an Earth Day event every year, and this year we're holding it at the Mequon Nature Preserve on April 27th. There's still time to sign up between now and April 20th. We are going to be hosting Dr. Marissa Jablonski. She is the executive director of the Freshwater Collaborative, connected with the School of Freshwater Sciences in Milwaukee.
Oh my goodness, powerhouse speaker there. What else is going to be happening at the event? We get to hear a speaker if we go.
It was very eye-opening when we met with our speaker last month to go over the talk that she would be giving, and we realized that we are going to be serving a meal, and our food provider this year is Out and Out, located in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. We, in the past, have been using plastic in order to deliver the meals. Well, we were very... We understood that we needed to pivot. We needed to figure out if we're going to be having an Earth Day event, we need to walk the walk and talk the talk.
I need to know this. In working with organizations that provide meals, the food, is there any pushback? They have their system. They know how they're going to provide everything. How was it working with
Out and Out has been wonderful. Eric, the owner at Out and Out, I got in touch with him and I said, can we use, if I purchase compostable materials, can we use those for our salads and for our meals? And he said, absolutely, bring them over. He said, we totally get it. We're going to be serving the dressing in compostable containers. We have compostable serveware that we're going to be offering as well. And that serveware is bamboo. We will be providing you your own set of cutlery that you can use again and again and again. It's one of the takeaways we're offering from the event.
Oh, that's wonderful. So I will get some good pointers from the speaker. What was her name again, please?
Dr. Marissa Jablonski.
Okay, Dr. Jablonski will be talking about water.
She will be talking water and she will be talking PFAS. She has worked all over the world to help organizations and governments and businesses reduce their use of plastic and become aware of their environmental impact.
Mm. Big topic here in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Absolutely, with the new PFAS legislation that just passed.
So the speaker, cutlery that we could take home and use in our picnic basket this summer. I'm big on takeaways. We have
one more exciting addition to the event. One of our board members, Patty Koik, has a connection with an organization called Canned Water for Kids. That's Canned Water with the number 4, kids.org. And it is an organization that provides water in aluminum containers. And 95% of the funds go back to help poor countries and underserved individuals get water. The president of the organization, Greg Stromberg, is making a generous donation so every attendee will have a canned water, and he will tell us more about his organization that day.
This sounds like a great event. So how do I sign up?
You can go to our League of Women Voters website. That's lwvozaki.org.
And the cost to go, and is it open to the public or just members?
These are great questions. It's open to the public. Mequon Nature Preserve is also opened it to their membership. They will be, they're a great sponsor with us. The cost is $30, and we have until the 20th of April. However, if you want to come day of event, the charge will be $15 with no meal.
And the time, please?
The time is from 11 to 1 at the Mequon Nature Preserve on County Line Road. There will be after our speaker and our luncheon, Mequon Nature Preserve will be leading us on guided tours throughout the preserve.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I've been to the preserve before. And I've often thought, oh, I wish there was someone here who could tell me about this land or tell me about that bird I see over in the tree. So this sounds like a great day. We'll hope for wonderful weather, too, so that we can take advantage of going out into the preserve after that. Jean, I sense your passion about the environment. Tell me a little bit about yourself, if I may ask. How did you ever get involved with this?
I think it goes back to being a young girl and watching the blue salamanders in our ditch growing up in Brookfield back in the 60s. So there you go. That gives you a little indication of how long I've been involved in the environment. And I've always enjoyed fishing. I grew up in a fishing family. I love to hike and be outside. So it just seems like a real natural fit. I also participate in another organization where we do stewardship of a property up north.
So, as you said, your committee works year-round. What are some of the upcoming events aside from the April 27th event? Do you have anything else during the summer or in the fall?
Thanks for asking about the upcoming events. We like to keep focus on other events through other organizations as well. This coming Tuesday at the West Bend Library, they're going to be talking about geology of the local area. And you can find that information on the West Bend Library website. Saturday, April 20th, is Milwaukee Riverkeeper Cleanup Day throughout southern Wisconsin, or southeastern Wisconsin, I should say. And then Earth Day, of course, is on the 22nd. Our event is on the 27th of April. So April is a big month environmentally. Over the summer, we will keep our committee informed of any events, like from outside organizations such as the Land Trust or various libraries offering interesting documents, interesting talks about environment. Then in fall, we hope to have another book club discussion, which will be open to the public, and we're looking at a book for environmental justice.
This sounds like a very important committee for our times, and I really appreciate all the work that you are doing in this committee. Jean, I want to thank you very much for sharing this information with us. And I see you have this book. I think I called it the Bible of the League. Can I call it that? If you'd want to share with us what you have.
It's our League of Women Voters Impact on Issues. And let me just read what the impact on issues for natural resources is. The League of Women Voters of the United States believes that the natural resources should be managed as interrelated parts of life-supporting ecosystems. Resources should be conserved and protected to assure their future availability. Pollution of these resources should be controlled in order to preserve the physical, chemical, and biological integrity of ecosystems and to protect public health.
That sounds like something I should have on my wall, or everyone should have it in their kitchen to remind them to take care of Mother Earth. We can indeed all do our part, can't we? Thanks again, Jean. And I encourage everyone to check out the League Facebook page and website for any additional information about the League or about the upcoming events of the environmental group. You can also find links to our previous podcasts at cedarbrooklibrary.org. And this is thanks to sound engineer and mastermind of CPL Radio, Jeff Messerman. In honor of the upcoming Earth Day, I'd like to just give everyone a little reminder. Next time you're at the store and you are asked, paper or plastic? Be sure to smile and say, no thanks, I brought my own bag.